When some of the exuberance drains from hard-charging world economies.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with a global perspective on business and economics. Amid a surge of anti-government protests in Turkey today, the Turkish lira fell 0.6% compared to the U.S. dollar. But it's not just political unrest in a single country. The month just ended was a down one for many emerging market currencies, the Turkish lira, the South African rand, and beyond. When interest rates were extremely low in the U.S., investors put their money into emerging market countries. But as U.S. interest rates rise, what are the economic reverberations globally? Chris Turner is head of foreign exchange strategy at ING Commercial Banking in London. Good morning, Chris.
Hi, good morning.
Mr. Turner, what's been happening in recent days?
Particularly this year, one of the most popular trades was for international investors to buy local currency debt. Now, that's premised on low interest rates in developed markets like the US, Europe and Japan. But over the last 4 weeks, the market has started to seriously question whether US rates can remain this low for so long. For those investors that have premised these holdings in emerging markets on the view that benchmark interest rates, for example, in the US would remain low for a long time, they've had to reassess those plans. And I think what we've seen is probably profit taking in those markets.
Now, some of those emerging market countries have been thriving based on this investment in not just this year, but in recent years. If the money starts going the other way, back to, for instance, the US, that could be disruptive.
I think we've got to put this in perspective for the time being, and that probably what we've seen is just 2 weeks worth of a correction, a relatively small correction in terms of some major trends that we've seen over the last several years. So it's probably too early to say that this is the end of the road for, say, low interest rate in emerging markets. And also as well, there's a lot of uncertainty as to how high US bond yields are going to go. For the time being, though, there's still generally emerging markets are seeing generally higher growth rates, even though, you know, Brazil has had a bit of a torrid time. There are expectations that it's going to return to sort of 3% growth. Mexico is expected to grow at 5% this year. So I think probably investors will view this as a temporary correction rather than a major reversal in trend.
All right, Chris, so you've put me on notice. If I see the 10-year Treasury yield go above 2.5%, I need to call you back.
Yeah, give me a call.
Chris Turner, head of FX strategy at ING Commercial Banking in London. Thank you very much.
Many thanks.
A fire at a poultry processing factory in China today has killed at least 112 people. It's located in Jilin Province in northeastern China. It's not clear if any people are trapped at a facility that employs about 300 people. Now let's do the numbers. The Nikkei stock index in Japan fell 3.7% overnight. The FT100 in London is down 0.4% now. Stock index futures in the U.S. are up this morning after the Dow fell 208 points, 1.4% on Friday.
Get Marketplace's top headlines, podcasts, and special features delivered right to your inbox each day. Subscribe to the Midday Update newsletter at marketplace.org.
The last few days have brought even more tornadoes to the middle part of the country, including a small one that essentially retraced the path of a devastating twister that killed 24 people and displaced thousands in May. Disasters, some argue, are great equalizers, striking rich and poor alike. But do the bonds forged in crisis survive recovery? Marketplace's wealth and poverty reporter Chrissy Clark brings us a story from Moore, Oklahoma, about an unlikely friendship born on the May 20th tornado.
Hello.
Hey, Sherry, where are you at?
Sherry Plumley and Katrina Finley talk on the phone a lot these days.
Katrina, did you forget about our 2 o'clock car appointment?
They fix tornado damage to their cars together. They pick up donated clothes together. And yet, until 2 weeks ago, they had never met.
We might have ran into each other at the store, but we wouldn't have known each other to say hi or nothing.
As destructive as tornadoes are, they also bring unexpected things together. Mattresses wind up in treetops, and people from different walks of life wind up at the same Red Cross shelter. Sherry Plumley, she's a school cook, lives with her husband and 2 kids.
We're about mid-class. We have a nice house.
Which they own.
We have nice furniture. We have an Xbox, and the kids aren't lacking anything.
Katrina Finley, she's a single mom with 3 kids who all have special needs. She's unemployed and on disability.
It's enough to pay the bills, and then we are sunk.
When they first met at the shelter, Sherry says it was not love at first sight.
She was kind of irritating at first, and I told her that.
But their kids started hanging out, and the moms started talking about life, about the tornado. Sherry had ridden it out in a high school gym and was waiting for her neighborhood to reopen so she could see how her house had fared. Katrina had been signing a lease at a low-income housing project when the tornado hit, and it had leveled her new home. As they shared stories, Sherry realized how freaked out Katrina was.
If you don't get someone to smile, they're going to stay that way, so. We went to Taco Bell. That cheered her up.
Even now, Katrina and Sherry don't see their friendship in exactly the same way. Katrina, the single mom on disability, sees how much they have in common.
We're in the same disaster. We all got affected by it, and we all bonded.
Sherry, the middle-class homeowner, sees how different they are.
You have all this money, and then, hate to say this, but God knocks you down. He wants you to see the other side of having nothing.
Now their paths are starting to diverge again. Sherry's house survived the storm and she's moved back. Katrina's still figuring out where to live. Once she does,
we'll be inviting everybody over and having little cookouts.
Sherry's a little more ambivalent.
They all know where I live at too. Lord help me. No, I'm just kidding. But I think we will.
Katrina says she's already found a donated grill. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.
And best when it comes to leaving a tip, a gratuity, among eight countries surveyed, Americans and Germans, according to the travel company TripAdvisor. 69% of Germans say they always tip. 57% of Americans say that. Italians, 23%. By the way, many European restaurants tack on service charges no matter what, something many American travelers often forget. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.